Man, life has been totally crazy lately. Some things have happened that just kind of are making me do like a double take. You know, it's just like, I don't know. it's a lot. I am still managing to not drown. I'm treading, you know, I'm treading without dreading. Nonetheless, I'm still showing up for myself. I'm still doing what I know I want to and need to for myself. It is really hot now. It is like in the 80s. It went from like 50s to 80s. So summer is kind of like already here. It's wild. I've really been doing a lot of reflecting on things lately, specifically in this case, relationships. You know, I'm really taking the time to like slow myself down, to just like slow everything down, and to just be with myself and just understand what it is that I need as a person. And really just like taking the time to understand, you know, like relationships and my relationships and why my relationships have been the way that they've been, what led to certain things and dynamics and everything. And, you know, it's fascinating because the theme of boundaries seems to be something that just keeps returning. And I think that that's something to look at, right? You know, if you have healthy boundaries in place, your relationship's probably going to have a healthy, boundaried, balanced dynamic. If you don't, your relationships are probably going to suck. And I've really noticed the theme throughout my entire life with a lack of healthy boundaries, and my relationships have sucked. So it seems pretty straightforward. But yeah, I'm really excited to take a lot of time to myself, to just like be by myself, to be with myself, to, you know, do what I want to do. What I've really been doing a lot of lately that I think has been super fascinating is just like really looking at myself and doing the best that I can to ask myself if, you know, what I'm doing is like what I actually want to do. You know, just because we do things doesn't mean that it's what we actually want to do. Maybe we do things because we're told that it's what we're supposed to do. Or, and here's something that I think is even deeper too, maybe we do something because we're told that it's what we're supposed to want. You know, how wild is that? How wild, like, I really believe that desire is a very individually unique experience, right? And I don't think that it's something that can be, you know, transferred from another person. I think that if you want something, it's because you genuinely want it for yourself. But I do believe that we can be conditioned to want things that we don't actually want. We're just pursuing them because we're told that we're supposed to want them. So a person can be attracted to something because they believe that they're supposed to want it, right? And, you know, meanwhile, it actually doesn't have anything to do with that. It's more so just a matter of them doing what they actually want to because they want to do it. So I think that there are many different layers to all of this stuff and many different ways of, like, going about it and understanding what it means. I'm fascinated by how a person can be, you know, influenced to, like, want something because they are told that they're supposed to want it, right? Like, it's wild to me. It's very fascinating. I don't know if I've ever actually, like, bought into that, but that's something that I definitely don't want to have anything to do with. There are many layers to all of this stuff. There are many layers to healing. There are many layers to discovering yourself. There are many layers to, you know, individuating and differentiating and becoming who you are as a person. It's very detailed. It's very complex. We have had a lot of things laid on us by family and friends and teachers and society. And, you know, what's to say that we actually want any of that stuff at all, right? So I'm really just looking at myself right now and asking myself what it is that I actually want. And over the past, I would say, 6 months at this point at least, I've really been doing a lot of reflecting, and I've really been asking myself if I actually want the things that I've believed that I want. Not only that, but if I actually, like, I don't know, like, it's wild to me how a person can be comfortable with doing something, or, continuing to do something because it's what they've done their whole life, you know? Comfort and familiarity can really confuse a person, you know? Oh, why do you do this? Oh, because it's comfortable, it's familiar. I've been doing it forever. If I didn't do it, I don't know what I would do, you know? And it doesn't make a person good or bad or right or wrong. It's not about that. It's not about the opposing ends. It's just about... What I learned is that it's important to know why you're doing what you're doing, right? And if you don't know why you're doing it, then, you know, maybe you should take a step back and figure out if it's what you actually want. It can, I don't know, like, comfort and familiarity is seductive because you might not actually want it, but you do it because you feel like it's what you're supposed to do. You feel like it's what you're used to and familiar with, right? So I'm really just, like, you know, taking a step back and looking at myself and understanding what it is that I want as a person and, you know, just trying different things. That's what it's about for me right now. That's what I'm learning to do for myself right now. And it's a very cool and, you know, inspiring journey. It really is. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm having a lot of fun understanding myself. This is probably the most challenging and difficult era of my life ever, because in a sense, I feel like everything is falling apart, but I feel like it also has to. And, you know, I just want to say something real quick, because I want to make this very clear. The amount of times in my life that I have found myself, like, losing something or someone, and believing that it's the end of the world because it's like, oh, well, I need that, you know, but then, like, it's like, it all, you know, the process goes through and everything, and the grieving happens, this, that, and the other, and it's like, oh, wait a second, I didn't actually, you know, and then it all changes, and it's like, oh, yeah, no, you didn't at all, you thought you did. I think that what is important to recognize is that there's always better for a person out there. Understanding that is really important. I do believe that there's always better. I believe that a person can always be better for themselves, be better for other people, do better for themselves, you know, do better for other people, of course. I think that there's always better. And I'm not trying to, like, intimidate anybody to... you know, believe that they need to just, like, go hard and be better. Like, no, I'm just saying that, like, things can always be better. And if they're not as good as you want them to be, then, you know, it's important to do something about that. I have severely settled throughout my life in relationships with people that, I mean, I don't know what they're like anymore, but with people that weren't healthy at the time. And something that I have learned, I will end off with this because I think that this is an important message. What I've learned about people is that, and when I say this, I'm referring to specific people. I'm not going to say anything other than that, but it's highly unlikely that if people continue patterns of behavior, you know, in this case, I'm referring specifically to repetition compulsion, it's highly unlikely that they're going to change, right? And so any efforts to try to get them to change is basically futile. And so I'm really sitting with that, and I'm really understanding that, like, yeah, it's not on me to wait around and hope that something does change. Just move on and let go and, you know, do for me. It's really a matter of doing for myself. That's really what this is all about. That's what I'm focused on right now at this point in my life, on my journey of healing. But yeah, hope everyone has a great day. Take care.